From administration and council regarding adjournment of any matters on this agenda. Item number 6, which is open to the public. Are there any comments regarding item number 7, the consent agenda items? Item number 7, an ordinance on first reading to accept the traffic signal at River Road and Netherwood Avenue. This will be the first reading to adopt this ordinance. Do I have a motion?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that in accordance entitled ordinance of the Township of Piscataway Municipal Council acknowledging the Township of Piscataway's acceptance of the traffic control signal located at the intersection of River Road, County Road 622, and Netherwood Avenue, being is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Post Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 24th day of April 2018. Be further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available to the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Seaver. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Ms. Seaver. Can you please call the roll?
Mr. Bullard?
Yes.
Mrs. Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Khan?
Yes.
Mrs. Lombardi?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Aaron?
Yes.
Mrs. McCollum?
Yes. This item passes on first reading. For item number 8, an ordinance also on first reading to accept a traffic signal at River Road and Plainfield Avenue. Ms. Seaver, can you please read the ordinance?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled ordinance of the Township of Piscataway Municipal Council acknowledging the Township of Piscataway's acceptance of the traffic control signal located at the intersection of River Road, County Road 622, and Plainfield Avenue, being is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Post Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 24th day of April 2018. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Seaver. Do you have a motion?
Second.
Ms. Seaver, can you please call the roll?
Mr. Bullard?
Yes.
Mrs. Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Khan?
Yes.
Mrs. Lombardi?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Aaron?
Yes.
Mrs. McCollum?
Yes. Thank you. This item passes on first reading. Item number 9, which is an ordinance also on first reading to accept the traffic signal at River Road and Centennial Avenue. Ms. Seaver, can you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled ordinance of the Township of Piscataway Municipal Council acknowledging the Township of Piscataway's acceptance of the traffic control signal located at the intersection of River Road, County Road 622, and Centennial Avenue, being is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading of public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Post Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 24th day of April 2018. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Seaver. Do you have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Ms. Seaver, can you please call the roll?
Mr. Bullard?
Yes.
Mrs. Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Khan?
Yes.
Mrs. Lombardi?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Aaron?
Yes.
Mrs. McCollum?
Yes.
Thank you.
Item number 10, the consent agenda. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into the consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Ms. Seaver, can you please call the roll?
Mr. Bullard?
Yes.
Mrs. Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Khan?
Yes.
Mrs. Lombardi?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Aaron?
Yes.
Mrs. McCollum?
Yes. Thank you. Item number 11. Are there any announcements and comments from officials at this time? Councilman Bullard?
No.
Thank you. Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes, Council President. I see in our packets that we received an event that's going to be held at the Piscataway Football Field for the young Piscataway resident who I mentioned at our last meeting, Una Shin. And I just wanted to say I think that's a fantastic event to support that family and everything that they're going through. And I hope our residents do support them. And if they cannot be at the field, there is a GoFundMe. So wanted to mention that. And mention, too, I saw something about Erickson in our packets too, and this is sort of the thing that here at the township, we look for the ways for economic development. And, you know, what's happening over there, it's lost tax revenue for our township. And I just wanted to say that I appreciate everything that the town has been doing to work hard to help fill other vacancies. And now it looks like we'll have one more.
Thank you, Councilman Cahill. Councilman Khan?
I just wanted to briefly comment about the mayor of South Brunswick, who's a friend of many of us, including the mayor and myself for many years. Even though he wasn't a resident of Piscataway, he loved Piscataway and was here often. And he was a great leader in the county. I'm talking about Chris Kilmurray, the mayor of South Brunswick, Elijah's law partner, actually. And so my thoughts and prayers go out to him, his wife, and his family. He was really a great citizen of our county. And somebody who, you know, died too young and who would have been an interesting future leader in our community if he hadn't succumbed to cancer. So I just wanted to make those comments and make it known in the record that we were acknowledging him and his service, longtime service to our town and our community.
Thank you. Councilman Khan. Councilman Lombardi.
My sentiments also for Chris Kilmurray. Again, we continue to thank DPW. We did also get a thank you from a constituent on how well they have been in the removal of the tree branches and their continuing effort to clean up the storm damage from the last storm. So I want to thank them, and I also say thank you to Frank for a successful opening day for the movie.
Thank you. Councilman Cahill Shaw?
Thanks.
Councilman Franker? Mayor?
Very briefly, Council President, we also had another former mayor who passed away, Frank Ryan, who was the mayor of Bound Brook for 8 years from 2001 to 2009. I worked with him very closely at the league and over the New Jersey Council mayor, so as I said, the condolences out to that family. A brief update, we have four teams of brush removal crews out there. They're working 6 days a week to try to, we're going to try to shoot to get everything finished up, hopefully by the end of the month, if not by Mother's Day, hopefully. We're making progress. We have all the streets done from the Highland Park border to Rivercrest Drive right now, with the exception of Park Avenue, which will be taken care of on Saturday morning. We're in the Custard Street area. There's another team over in the Possumtown area. And then there's another team that we finished everything on the north side of the railroad tracks and the Arbor and the Newmarket section. And now we've just finished working on the South Washington Avenue side of Quibbletown Park and that development, Shell Over and your mom lives. And then we have another team that's working off of Mettler's Lane, which they'll be on Oris Dunbar Circle starting tomorrow. And then after they finish with that, they'll be up in the Morris Avenue area. So we're slowly making progress, and that team has finished everything in the North Stelton region from the Edison border over to basically Mettler's Lane and South Randallville Road, and the north and south side of the lake.
Thank you.
Quick question. Have we hired any outside help for this?
We have an outside contractor specifically just working in the parks to do that, because it would be easier for us to keep track of that. We're just having our internal personnel handle the street removal.
It's good for
change.
Yes. Council?
No comments. Thank you.
So I have one comment. I would just like to acknowledge a resident that lives here in Piscataway. Her name is Natasha Hemmings. She is actually the first African-American named CEO of Girl Scouts part of New Jersey. So just want to give her congratulations and congratulations to the Girl Scouts as well. Just also want to announce that over at the Senior Center this evening, as part of the Municipal Alliance, there was an opioid overdose presentation this evening, and it lasted about an hour. We had a really good turnout, I must say. And there was a demonstration on, you know, what to do, you know, how to respond when a person overdoses, and they actually gave out Narcan kits. So if if and when we have another one, I would encourage people to come out and attend. And we do have another upcoming presentation on May 31st at 6 p.m. again at the Senior Center, entitled Hidden in Plain Sight. And this is an event that's for anyone aged 21 and older, and just gives you an opportunity to learn perhaps where your children might be hiding drugs. So it's another good presentation that's coming up. So just wanted to announce that.
And maybe I can say that Teresa has done a great job the last 3-4 months that she has been the chairperson for the Municipal Alliance. She's getting all the information to the kids and the parents, because I think information is everything, and Teresa's done one hell of a job in making it happen.
Yep, totally agree. Thanks, Jeff. Okay, at this time, I'd like to open it up to the public. Are there any comments or questions from the public at this time? If so, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and you have 3 minutes in which to speak.
I'm always a disappointed day when you don't have your suit on. I did earlier in this
can't be there all the time. David Aiken, Campos Valley Lane. Good evening, Council.
Good evening, Mr.
On item 10 Alpha and 10 Bravo, are there proposed new dates for that at this time for rebidding?
No. This was, if I may, Council President, this was the rebid. This was the award of the contract tonight.
Correct. You're talking about A?
Yeah, so A is the award of the rebid. B is we are authorizing a rebid because we received no
there's no bids.
Right, okay. Item number D, Delta. How many vehicles are we talking about?
Just one.
Do we have one now other than this newer chassis? Do we have one now?
Yes, we have an older one.
With the old, what's going to happen to the old one?
We're going to still keep it in use.
Okay.
We use the other one too when we're milling and paving roads, and you got to pick up something with the before we pave. That has a tendency to shorten the lifespan of sweeper trucks when you're picking up millings.
Item number 8, hotel. Are we talking about equipment or manpower?
This was both equipment and manpower. This is from the storm that we had going back a couple weeks ago.
This equipment, was that borrowed or was it something the town purchased?
This is equipment that the contractor owned. We paid him for personnel and equipment.
All right. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Evans. Any other comments or questions from the public at this time? If so, please state your name and address, and you have 3 minutes in which to speak. Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned. We will move on to the agenda portion of the meeting. At this time, I'd like to call the meeting to order. Output notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231, Bill 1975, specifying the time, date, location, and to the extent known. The agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by following a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered into the minutes. Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Mr. Bullard?
Here.
Mrs. Cahill?
Here.
Mr. Kahn?
Here.
Mrs. Lombardi?
Here.
Mr. Shaw?
Here.
Mr. Aron?
Here.
Mrs. McCullough?
Here. Please stand for the flag. Ordinance on first reading to purchase of certain unapproved property at 2 Seawell Avenue. Are there any comments or questions?
If I may, Councilman, this is off of Blackford Avenue. This is a property where the town was approached by the estate, evidently, who had owned it, passed away. It's a 50 by 125 lot, and we own all the property around it.
Okay.
said we own like 2 or 3 acres around it. So how that they owned it that all these years, for 56 years, I don't know. But, you know, there's an unimproved street out there and things like that. It's mostly woods right now. So they're trying to liquidate with their assets. So
is that what, Mary, is that the property of the school?
No. This is off of Blackford Avenue. Excuse me, past Howell Avenue, by Howell Avenue.
Oh, okay.
What's
our property? Which?
No, we're purchased.
We're going to purchase this from the estate of the deceased person.
No, our adjacent property.
We own everything around.
Is it woods?
Yeah.
Is it zoned for something or just going to keep it zoned?
It's zoned residential. It's been zoned that way for probably 50, 60 years. So we're just trying to permit that somebody doesn't get sold and they try to come in for an undersized lot.
I understand.
Item number 6, a resolution authorizing refund of overpayment of tax due to tax court judgment for 44 Skelton Road. Are there any comments or questions? Item number 7, a resolution authorizing refund of overpayment of tax due to tax court judgment again at 150 Ethel Road West. Are there any comments or questions? Item number 8, a resolution authorizing award of contract through the Middlesex Regional Educational Service Commission for Victor Stanley Benches and Literal Receptacles, Ben Schaefer Recreation, not to exceed $37,735.29. Are there any comments or questions at this time?
These are for our parks.
Item number 9, a resolution authorizing tax appeal settlement at 2 Corporate Place, South LLC. Any comments or questions at this time?
Sure, go ahead.
You
can go back.
Steve has a question regarding
Middlesex Regional Educational Services Commission. Is that one of those joint line?
Yeah, it's a co-op, but the lead agency is the county education.
That's why it's called that.
That's why it's called.
I recognize that particular one. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Thank you. So, did anyone have any questions about 2 Corporate Place? Okay. Item number 10. Resolution authorizing refund of overpayment of tax due to tax court judgment at 234 Stelton Road. Are there any comments or questions? Item number 11, resolution authorizing refund of overpayment of taxes at 201 Grandview Avenue. Are there any comments or questions at this time? Item number 12, a resolution authorizing return of engineering and inspection fees for Ramesh Shingala at 18 Emmett Court, HMC Associates at 444 Hose Lane, Kilmahan Associates, Gerard Street, Baldwin Street, and Dunn Avenue. Are there any comments or questions at this time? Item number 13, a resolution authorizing return of escrow fees at 428 Prospect Avenue and 444 Stoughton Road. Any comments or questions? Item number 14, a resolution consenting to the proposed Lower Raritan Middlesex County Water Quality Management Plan.
Yeah, Council President. Mr. Mayor, is it some different plan than what they've already had in place? Or?
No. This is a real authorization to that.
Okay, thank you.
Resolution, item number 15, a resolution authorizing Chapter 159 for 2018 distracted driving crackdown. You pay $6,600. Any comments or questions at this time? That's right. You drive, you text, you pay. Any comments or questions?
I like that one.
I saw it on a sign today.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hi.
Item number 16, resolution authorizing award of contract for milling and road surface preparation for DPW resurfacing of various streets. The bid opening is scheduled for March 29, 2018. Are there any comments or questions? Item number 17 is a proclamation for Sexual Assault Awareness Month in April. Any comments or questions on this one?
I thought I also saw autism awareness. Yes, that's awesome.
Sure. Item number 11, are there any announcements and comments from the council at this time? Mr. Buller?
Just want to make one quick comment about the Chinese New Year. And I Wednesday, we had one great time on the everything about the Chinese and so forth. Great. It's a year for dog.
None at this time, Council President.
Sure. Mr. Hahn?
I just want to point out, I pointed this out before, every now and then I take the opportunity as Chairman of the Finance Committee to point out some of the issues with respect to these tax appeals that we pay back. Today, and I added them up quickly in my head, we refunding over $200,000 in property taxes that we collected, and they were either overpayments or they were tax appeals. And what I pointed out on a couple of other occasions is that we pay that entire amount back. It's 200, and I think you added it up.
376.
How much is it?
376.
Well, my math is in place. I should have used my calculator. I'm only paying 200. I don't know, you meant 100 pay 376.
You're only a lawyer.
I looked at it quickly. I might have missed a couple pages. 376, whatever the number is. We only collected about 25% of that, the township, municipal government, the 75%, and that beyond that, roughly around 300,000, my math. I'm averaging, I like to average here, was money that was collected either for the Board of Education, the county, or the fire districts. They spent it, and we're now tasked with repaying it. It's just the way the state law works. We don't choose to do it that way. And I bring that point up because we've been asked questions about that in the past. We've paid out millions and millions and millions of dollars in tax appeals of money we didn't collect that we're refunding for in the Board of Education, the county, or the fire district. It's the law. We follow it. But every now and then I like to point it out to the public.
Thank you, Mr.
Mayor. And Council President, if I may just add on to that, it's precisely why when we talk about the pilot program is something that can really be beneficial to the township in terms of counting on that money year after year.
Thank you.
Right, and I know, you know, the other government entities have important missions, but we have to pay for fixing all these roads, cleaning up all this debris, paying for it as a lot of police officers, paying police officer salaries and equipment, cleaning up the way, rehabbing the parks, doing all the things that are very important to the citizens of this town. And when money's pouring out the bottom, you know, that we didn't get, it's difficult. The pilot programs are, they're governed by state law. You know, they're only allowed to a certain extent in certain circumstances, but they help us be able to pay for these important services. Where years ago, we weren't able to do some of those things, and we really had a difficult time paying the things we needed to pay for in the budget. So that was really my point, Gabriel. I appreciate it. And I like to emphasize it every now and then because the public should understand the financing budgeting problems we have and the steps that we're taking to increase tax revenue into the municipal government so that we can use it appropriately for the different services that we're responsible for.
Thank you. Councilman Lombardi? I
had the opportunity today to spend some time with Councilman Khan and the mayor over at Sterling, the Senior Center for their spring fling. We really do have superior senior services in this town, I do say. And also I have the community-wide cleanup day coming up on Saturday morning, April 21st. Anyone interested in joining, please feel free.
Thank you, Councilman Boyd.
Thank you.
Councilman Kabilsha.
Thanks.
Councilman Franker, Mayor. Yeah. Council?
No comments, thank you.
Thank you. I don't have any comments. At this time, I'd like to open it up to the public. If you have any comments or questions, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and you have 3 minutes in which to speak.
Good evening. Curtis Grubb, 1750 West 3rd Street. Hope you're feeling better.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks.
I need to talk to the mayor. I think it was a couple months ago when I addressed the council that I got a letter to clean my backyard. It was taken care of. I wonder who's policing the council and the city when they don't do what they're supposed to do. The town people, probably the mayor knows what I'm talking about, on Second. It's on Hazelwood, matter of fact. The piece of property that we y'all own. I have been after it for over a year. Now, you can make me clean my backyard up. I think you need to clean your backyard up. Okay? I heard the mayor say he has people doing cleanup now. I need to know when are you going to address this issue?
He's alluding to a corporation that owns property where part of its wetlands.
No. The corner of Second and Hazelwood.
That was cleaned up, Curtis. I was out there.
Okay. I need you to meet me, call me, and we'll go over there.
We did send some guys in there.
Okay, when was the clean? I need to ask, when was the clean?
Curtis, with all the brush and debris that we've been doing around town.
So you're saying it was clean this year then? Yes?
Pardon me?
You're saying it was clean this year?
Well, as far as I know, it was over there. I went out there. I don't see anything wrong with it.
I'll address this to my counsel. Frank, if you have time,
fine.
Can
Curtis,
you please?
There's nothing wrong with the site out there at all.
Okay, so you want someone to come out there and check it out?
Any day, any time.
Okay.
So we can take some pictures and bring back to my mayor so he can see that it wasn't. Maybe they told me it was done.
Curtis, as you know, I'm out in your neighborhood on a regular basis. Out there almost every Sunday morning, I go out and I drive around town.
So that's
there's nothing wrong with that. So,
okay.
So, if we can check it, Frank, I don't know if you're going to probably be home or tomorrow.
Curtis, I'll take a look at it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll knock on your door.
Okay, the piece of property, the house that was destroyed that you flattened on Second, we had this issue where it was going to come back in the spring and level it with some dirt. I see the property's for sale now. So who's going to be responsible for leveling it? The bank or the people that's going to buy the property?
It would be either the bank or the contractual buyer, one or the other.
Okay. I hate to go back. That piece of property we were just discussing that you own, who's cutting that this year? City or contractor?
I don't know, Curtis. I have to check it.
Okay. I need to find out because there's a sidewalk there, which is supposed to be 4 foot, and it's 3 foot 1 inch now because the grass is overgrown, so I need whoever's going to cut it this time. Other than that, that's it.
Thanks, Mr. Rubs.
Thank you.
Sure. Any other comments or questions from the public at this time? If not, I'd like a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Do you have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned. Have a good evening. Thank you.